where you chop, you would chop it. Uh-huh. Chop cotton means to thin it out. Mm-hmm. And if you hoe cotton means that you don't thin any more cotton out, you hoe the grass out of the cotton.
What kind of grass?
Around here you would have crabgrass and Johnson grass and some Kellis weeds, morning mm-hmm. glory vines.
So you say cotton grows in a, if you had a big area of cotton planted, you'd call that a cotton
field. Mm-hmm.
What about something smaller than a field?
It'd be a cotton patch. Mm-hmm. It's a patch of cotton.
What's the first thing you have to do to get a field ready for planting? To break up the
land?
Well,
you plow it. You would start, first thing you have to do is cut the stalks, and then you would turn those under with a turning plow of some kind. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you would subsoil it, and then you would put the fertilizer out. Then you would row it up. Then you would knock your rows off and plant it.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of plows are there?
Ooh, there are 100 different types of plows. It started way back yonder. They had what they call a junior cultivator, which one mule pulled. Mm-hmm. And then you have the walking cultivator. Two mules pulled it and would cultivate one row. Mm-hmm. Then you would have a turning plow, which would carry just a narrow strip down through the field by 10 inches, and it would turn this soil over. Mm-hmm. And you got the middle buster, which you would row up with. Come up through there, and it's got a wing on both sides. It just throws dirt from both sides and forms your row. Mm-hmm. And then that's back in the olden days. Then you got what they call the double shovel. It's kind of a plow with one sweep on it. Mm-hmm. And now you come on up into the modern equipment. You got what you call the ox plowers and the disc harrows, disc is saw, and then you got the hippers, which row it up 6 or 8 rows at a time. Mm-hmm. Then you got your chemical rigs, which it really works. You just spray water and chemicals on your grasses now to kill them. In the last 5 years, we haven't hoed any cotton. We haven't picked any cotton with a cotton sack. It's all chemically done or else mechanically done. We can't get the labor now to do it. Used to, we'd have about 200 to 300 hands out in the field hoeing and picking cotton. But now it's gone from those 300 to work this land, and now we got 15 men to do the work.
Did I live here?
Yeah, most of them live out on the place. We had, back then, it was sharecroppers. Mm-hmm. That they got a share of the crop to work it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a harrow. Are there different kinds of harrows?
Yeah, there's lots of different kind of harrows. It'd be the disc harrow or the cultivator harrow or section harrow.
Is that what they used to have?
This is some of the modern names of the modern equipment. And back there, too, they had different harrows that did different jobs.
Say if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
I don't know. Mama used to do that.